The Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis brings down a fascinating story that happened with Rebbe Vo and an apikaris by the name of Sasson. So this man whose name was Sasson told Rebbe Vo, in the future you're gonna all come and you're gonna serve me water. You're gonna fill up buckets of water for me. So in other words, you're gonna serve me. My name is Sasson, and it says you're gonna be shaved mayim for Sasson. So Rebbe Vo said back to him, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. You have ksiv lis sasan kedekamis. If the pasuk would say shaftamayim lis sasan, then you would be right. It would be mashma that we're going to serve you, we're going to bring you water. But hashad ksiv bis sasan, it doesn't say shaftamayim lis sasan, it says shaftamayim bis sasan. So what does that mean? Mashchidu gavra mishvinu laguda. We're going to take your skin, we're going to take your body, and we're going to turn you into a guda and some type of barrel, melina be mayim, we're going to fill you up with water. So it doesn't say we're going to fill up water to you, but we're going to fill up water with you. You're going to become the barrel. Shaftamayim besasan. That kind is the mice in the Gemara, which Avada needs beer, and Avada there's Dvar Mamukim over here, like Mepharshim say. But the question is there a limit over here? Is there a pashup shaft to try to understand what Chazal is teaching us with this mice? Now, I once heard a beautiful hasber in the name of the Avni Nezer, who's mazber like this. He said that there's really a fundamental machlekes going on over here between the Min and Rebbe Vo. What is the role of Simcha in a person's life? What role does Simcha play? And the Min, the Apikaris, felt that the Tachas Achaim, the Tachas of life, is to be happy, to be with Simcha, to enjoy life. That's what life is all about. And that's what he meant by saying that you're going to come and you're gonna serve me, you're going to fill up buckets of water for me. I'm Sasan, I'm Simcha, and I'm the goal, I'm the Tachas, and your whole life is about finding ways to be with Simcha, finding ways to be happy, and finding ways to enjoy yourself. That is the Tachas Achaim. And Rebbe Vo said, no, that's not the pshat. If the pasuk would have said shaftamayim lissasan, then you're right. That means that our tachlis is to do whatever we could do to serve simcha. Simcha is the ultimate purpose. That's the tachlis, and we have to do whatever we could do to reach simcha. And that's what life is all about being happy and getting enjoyment from life. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says shaftamayim bissasan. We're going to draw the water with sasan, which means we're going to take you. We take simcha and we use you as the kli to hold the water. So what does that mean? That of course simcha has a purpose, simcha has a tachlis, but it's not the tachlis, it's not the goal, it's a hechitimsa, it's the keli, it's the vehicle to help our avodas Hashem. We're going to use you, we're going to use you as the kli to fill you up with water. You're going to be the kli to help our Torah mitzvahs, to help us do what is the ikar, which is Torah mitzvahs. And then you have a role. Shaftamayim besasan means that simcha has a purpose, simcha has a tachlis, but only when it's used as a kli, as a hechitimsa, a vehicle to bring about the avodas Hashem, but not when it's the tachlis itself. That was the yesod of the maisa. That's what Rebbe Vo is proving from the pasuk, that simcha has a very important role in avodas Hashem. It's never the tachlis, never the goal. It's one of the tools that we use to enhance avodas Hashem, to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the emek of shaftamayim besasan.